broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law, the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we are convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome indeed to Liberty Roundtable Live, 2 hours of hard-hitting talk, always on your radio, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. On the Sabbath, we rest as the good Lord commands us to do. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Syndicated by Loving Liberty Radio Networks, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Download the app, iPhone and Android, on the web, live and on demand, and more. LibertyRoundtable.com, my website, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, articles I find of interest, and a whole lot more at LibertyRoundtable.com. A quick recap. Yesterday's show is in order. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, with me. He was 2 hours on the broadcast riding shotgun, and we discussed all kinds of stuff. Richard Mack and I are going to Minnesota, going to broadcast live from a restaurant called Gardens Havens Restaurant. Government's trying to shut her down. Larvita, the owner, says no, not going to shut down. The battle's on. Anyway, we go to Minnesota today, going to broadcast live from Minnesota tomorrow. And I got to help her out and say hi and publicly speak and talk to the sheriff and do all we can to allow her to continue to make a living. Then next month, February 26th and 27th, Friday and Saturday, Houston, Texas, we're going to be at a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference. The county sheriff, America's Last Hope is what it's called. Richard Mack will give his complete 2.5-hour presentation. PowerPoint, sound bites from movies, education of the history of Richard Mack and how he beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, and really the reality that has come from that modern states' rights case, and a whole lot more. Q&A after for the public. Cost $99 to attend if you're a member of the CSPOA. If you're not, it's $150. So I highly recommend you become a member today. I'm a lifetime member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and highly recommend you become one as well. CSPOA.org. And keep an eye out because the link will be up soon pointing to where you can sign up to participate in this incredible Houston, Texas event coming up February the 26th and 27th in the year of our Lord, 2021. So that's going on. Now, we got a whole lot more happening. Anyway, I had Richard Mack with me for 2 hours yesterday, and we talked about Senator Rand Paul doing a phenomenal job, makes a motion that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. And Republicans voted overwhelmingly against moving forward. But you know what? They still lost because there's not enough Republicans, right? And then you got a few betrayers in the Republican Party. And therefore, they're still going to move ahead with the impeachment, supposedly to start the trial February the 8th. Nevertheless, it was 55 to 45. All right, there were 5 Republicans that sided with the Democrats. Shame on them. You're not surprised at who they are, though. Mitt Romney, sad tale to tell from the state of Utah. Lisa Murkowski, Ben Sasse, Pat Toomey, Susan Collins. Shame on all those folks, I'll tell you what. We also talked about the House voted 232 to 197 on January the 13th to impeach President Trump then, charging him with a single article of incitement of an insurrection. The problem is it's going nowhere, folks. The tons of people they thought they were going to arrest, they're not arresting near as many people because they're finding out that, you know what, there was only a few bad eggs, bad apples in the barrel that were literally belligerent and out of control. And yes, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But let's be honest here. Just because we side with President Trump, just because we're convinced there was election fraud, just because we wanted to peacefully go to the Capitol and let our congressmen and senators understand that we expect them to investigate and get to the bottom of it and have a full, true, accountable, third-party, transparent audit, that doesn't mean that we'd go violent. That's a lie. That's a manipulation from those who would destroy America. And it proves Donald Trump's point, which he should have doubled down on instead of cowering and going to Florida. He should have doubled down and said, I told you there was bad guys on the left and on the right. And now we're here to double down and prove it. That would be easily done, ladies and gentlemen, if we really tried. But Americans are melting down somehow. If you're associated with Trump now, you're an evil terrorist and you got to be stopped and you're lying and you're dishonest and you're fake news and you need to be deplatformed and everything else. This is a belligerent power grab from the extremes in our society. We ought not let it happen. And sadly, people aren't smart enough to draw the line between action and recommendation. Donald Trump recommended people go peacefully to the Capitol. And let their congressmen and senators know how they feel. He didn't say breach the Capitol. He didn't say commit violence. He didn't say kill cops. He didn't say any of those kind of things. So they're lying. And we accept that lie, sadly. The mainstream press having their way with us. We need to stop that. We need to stand up in the media. We need people to fund what we do to tell the tale of liberty and truth and honor and integrity and morality. And, well, I could keep going on, but I won't. I'll just go to the next story. How's that? Mark Meadows in the news. President Donald Trump's impeachment will be unsuccessful based on the latest vote forced by Rand Paul in the Senate. If today's Senate vote is any sign, the impeachment vote will fail. It will be dead on arrival, tweets Mark Meadows. Good for Rand Paul and the 45 GOP folks that stood up. Mark Meadows is right, spot on this. Richard Mack, believe it or not, says Donald Trump should move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney. Boy, is that a good idea. Man, could you imagine if Donald Trump said, man, I'm leaving the state of Florida. They're too liberal over here. Gotta leave. But I'm going to roll to the state of Utah, and I'm going to become a carpetbagger just like Mitt Romney. And I'm going to vote against and run against Mitt Romney because I want to be in the Senate. And, I think that I ought to be a senator. And I think that I had to, give Romney a run for his money. And, how would he do in the state of Utah? I don't know. But it's an incredibly good idea. So, Sheriff, thanks for the great idea. Richard Mack is asking Donald Trump publicly, openly, move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney. Boy, howdy, would that be a political interesting twist. Would it not? Might be the best chance Trump has to get elected as well and at least start to bring out all the dishonesty led by the extreme Democratic wing of the Republican Party. Arizona Sheriff Martin Daniels doing a great job. He said Biden's plan to end construction of the border wall is pure political theater and will indeed compound security concerns along our southwest border. Shame on Biden. Every American should be standing up on this, Sheriff Daniel told Fox and Friends. This executive order, it's troublesome. It's a problem. It's dangerous. It's hasty. We worked so well over the years, and we need a secure border. It's just common sense, the good sheriff says. He's right. Texas sued the Department of Homeland Security, and good for Texas for doing so. After the agency issued a memo ordering immigration agencies to stop most deportations, and Texas is suing and saying, you know what, you can't do that. Well, Texas got a temporary win against whacked out Joe. YouTube announced that it has suspended Rudy Giuliani from the video platform's advertising revenue sharing program, claiming that he's engaging in false news, fake news. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, I guess he had his Twitter account suspended on Monday evening. They won't even, I guess, say why. It's going to be the same thing, though, peddling fake news, not accepting the election. I don't accept the fraudulent election either. You say, well, Sam, court case after court case ruled against everybody who thought there was vote fraud. Lies. Don't lie to me. Stop that. Okay? It makes me want to just slap people around when they lie like that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not violent. I would never slap anybody around. I'm just making a point, right? And the point is this. All these court cases threw the issue out on, well, you don't have standing. That's a lie. Every American has standing, okay? about vote fraud that can literally Shanghai the presidency of the United States, okay? So that's a lie, but they always throw it out on either standing or technicality. None of these court cases have literally looked at the merit of the merits of the case. None of these court cases have allowed people to present the evidence that we absolutely have via thousands of affidavits and other means. None of us have been allowed to subpoena evidence into this Dominion voting thugocracy. Okay, now Dominion's suing everybody and their dog, but you know what? We don't believe there's any justice in the courts is the problem. And you say, wow, Sam, that's not a lot of confidence in government. I know. But when you have the FBI lying about Ammon Bundy, and literally those guys could have got life or more, and the only thing that, you know what, stopped the FBI from their lies and their perjury and their dishonest withholding of exculpatory evidence and everything else is a whistleblower. Thank heavens for the whistleblower. Oh, those are the guys that nobody pardoned, huh? Yeah, the whistleblowers. See, we need more of those folks to tell the truth and stop government from their dishonest, immoral activity. Anyway, former Donald Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, I guess, had a photo of her nude daughter on Twitter. But I don't know that I believe it. I don't know if she did it or not. Maybe it was to get her daughter a modeling job, but I doubt it. I think she's probably been hacked, like she says. I don't know the truth on that, but man, just weird stuff. The timing is what makes me really wonder about this, though. You know what? Right when Donald, everybody around Donald Trump is just getting beat up. Scandal, meltdown, arrested. Everything's going on. The Democrats are pulling out all stops. Joe Biden, by the way, took the unprecedented step of firing National Labor Relations Board member, or I guess he's the general counsel, Peter Robb, after he refused to resign. Well, he should refuse to resign. Shame on Joe. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide. Because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Sam Bushman, live and hard-hitting talk on your radio. Welcome to the broadcast. Biden rescinds Trump's Muslim ban. That's scary as all get out. The border leaks like a sieve under Joe. A Gallup poll released on Tuesday found that just 11% of Americans are very or somewhat satisfied with the way things are going in America, while 66% are very dissatisfied. The rate of satisfaction is the lowest it's been since 2011. I guess in 2008 it was as low as 7%, so it's better than that. But people are certainly concerned about the direction of our country, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. And you kind of wonder why, right? Well, when Kamala Harris, you know, really, is she vice president? She will reside at number one observatory Circle, located about 2 miles from the White House. Now, here's the interesting thing. So the government provides her a house on a 72-acre plot of land that's 9,000 square feet of land, or square feet of house. So 72 acres, 9,000 square foot home. And the rest of us are going, by golly, we can't even rent our restaurants. California restaurant owner says she holds Governor Newsom responsible because of her business is struggling. Angela Marsden's her name, but a bunch of business owners are suing Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Others are trying to recall the governor for his belligerent violation of their rights. And last but not least from yesterday's broadcast, Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of impeachment against Biden just 2 days after he, I don't know, is it legitimate that he took office, ladies and gentlemen? You don't dare say you think it's legit or illegitimate now, do you? They might just deplatform you and shut you down and arrest you for even thinking that it's not legitimate now. So much for your thoughts. So much for your free speech. You live in America, baby. All right, Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com. Welcome back, my brother.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
All right, what do you think, Brian, about this idea that, you know what, you're not even allowed now to think that the election was stolen?
That's right. Well, I it just goes along with kind of everything that's been going on. So,
well, it kind of makes you wonder, though, what can they do next? How hard can they go?
Yeah, well, I think they're gonna push buttons and just see where they can, you know, take us. They're gonna, you know, enforce their will upon us, regardless what our Constitution is. Or maybe it's, you know, next is, you know, remove guns and there's just a whole big agenda. I mean, that's being thrown at us. So, hold on and keep your arms in on the ride, right?
Yeah, man, you don't just need a seatbelt now, buddy. You need a harness for this sucker.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to get crazy. All right, now, this is interesting. I want to pick your brain on this. Richard Mack was on the radio with me yesterday. And Sheriff Richard Mack came up with the idea. He said Donald Trump should move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney. Donald could be your next senator, Brian. What do you think of that idea?
Hey, there you go. Let's do it.
I mean, think about it. There's been no more angst than between Romney and Trump. Two businessmen, both carpetbaggers because they both come to Utah. Neither of them are from here. You know what? And I think after one term, Romney's done enough damage to Utah and to the nation. And, you know, what political fireworks could be created out of that no matter who won, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That could be fun to watch.
It might make your gold and silver spike, huh?
That's right. Well, I think our president that's in the office is going to do that.
Amen to that. All right. Speaking of honest money, tell me, where are we at on gold?
Gold sitting in 1842.60. That was last week. Sorry, 1858.10. 1858.10.
All right, 1858.10. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Silver's 26.10.
26.10. So that's up a bit.
Up a little from last week. Yep.
26.10 for silver.
You're
1858.10 for gold.
Correct.
And 26.10. Interesting. They're both tens, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of throws a little and give or take a few cents here and there, but yeah. It's up a little bit, but we're still seeing the peaks and valleys, despite the demand. I mean, the demand's just outrageous. I mean, it's there again. We go back to a few years back where the demand was huge, and silver was pushing, you know, towards 50 and so on, and yet, you know, the depressed metal basically in silver. Really, I mean, gold's down, I guess, from the highs of 2000 or whatever, but. Yeah, I mean, our ratio is only 70, probably 73.4 or something like that to one, but still, it's
which is a little better than it's been for quite a while, but it really should be like 15-20 to one, right?
Yeah, probably. You know, I could see maybe 35 or something more like that, but silver should be sitting.
I'm
around
saying 50. Back in the day, it was a $20 gold piece and a $1 silver piece, right?
Yeah,
so it was 20 to 1 back then, you know. Then they Correct. Locked the price of gold at $35 an ounce back in the day, too. So, I mean, it's hard to see where all these metals go when there's such future manipulations and nobody's taking possessions of their metals. It's very hard to really get a handle on where things ought to really shake out. But historical reality before the manipulating provides a pretty good guide, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And just that manipulation, these big banks still continue to push their their agenda. But we, you know, why would they be buying the physical? I mean, they're making billions of dollars on the paper, but they want the physical. You know, obviously it's supposed to support maybe that paper, but there's just no way that's going to happen.
So, all right, we got to hear the palladium and all that kind of stuff for Kirk. Got to do the rhodium, man. Come on.
Well, your rhodium's down a little. It's 18,005.
Ah, so poor Kurt's losing cash, man.
Yeah, lost a little on that. Have to pour a little more honey into the coffers there. But yeah.
localhoneyman.com if you want to learn more. That's localhoneyman.com, or simply call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com gets that done as well. Now, I find this fascinating. Donald Trump got rid of the Muslim, or I'm sorry, Joe Biden got rid of Donald Trump's Muslim ban. Did you hear that?
I did.
And now there's a Homeland Security release. Homeland Security warns of violent extremists in the U.S. Is there a correlation, sir?
Probably.
I mean, think about that. We're going to lift the Muslim ban, and then we're going to go, hey, man, there's violent extremists in the U.S. now. It's like, okay. Hey, oh man, I don't think that'll make gold and silver spike, will it?
No, that's right.
Absolutely. You go, wow.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, all these little things that are, you know, he's pulling off the table that Trump did, and then he's, I mean, it's just pathetic. I mean, it makes no sense, and but they, you know, that's the problem. Right's wrong, wrong's right. It's going to be very interesting.
All right. Will it make you super uncomfortable if I tell you that Joe Biden's a criminal?
No.
It won't make you uncomfortable?
No.
All right. I believe that Joe Biden is a reported absolute criminal. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Town Hall News, created by Salem Radio, one of the biggest radio groups in America. They have their own news service. And here is their report. Let's talk about it in a second. Listen to this.
The nation's chief executive continues to legislate by signing a...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Wait. Say that again? Yeah, you heard me. Here it is again.
The nation's chief executive continues to legislate by signing a succession of executive orders covering a wide range of issues. Today, President Biden turns his attention to health care, signing orders that will, among other things, expand Obamacare. Previous orders addressed what Mr. Biden calls a climate crisis, halting new oil and gas leases on federal property, and promoting an all-electric fleet of government vehicles.
So they're blatantly saying that, you know what, the president, who's in the executive branch of our government, now there's checks and balances, don't you know, Brian? Anyway, yeah. But he's legislating today, my friend. The mainstream news is telling you Joe Biden is legislating. And in my opinion, with the checks and balances, he doesn't have any authority to do that. He should absolutely be arrested and thrown in the clink right now. And if we say that's not true, then what else can he legislate? And then if we take this to the reality, do we even need Congress then? Might as well just send those critters home. They cost a lot of money, sir. Just send those home, have a king, have a legislative dictatorship going on. I mean, isn't that where we're headed if we don't put that in check? What will 10 presidents down the road for your grandchildren be doing, Brian, if we allow that? They're blatantly saying the chief executive is legislating.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's their agenda. Their agenda is that doesn't matter what they do, it's right. I mean, they basically that they have the power to do that. I mean, we've tried to as a people try to say, okay, we don't like where this is going. We don't think this is right. We don't think it has any kind of constitutional, backing. And then when you're doing wrong, but they don't care. They could care less. They don't care about the Constitution. They want to wipe some of it. I mean, they just want to. Their power is all power. And our government plan, where we were brought up, is gone.
I'm telling you right now, when they blatantly say the president of the United States, the chief executive, is legislating today, I go, wait a minute, we've crossed another serious threat line, in my opinion. Hey, you ever heard of the doomsday clock, Brian?
Yeah.
All right, well, I got an update for you on that coming up. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Russ, Sam Bushman, RussQuinnigan.com. Stay there, baby.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden had long promised to become the climate president, and on Wednesday he detailed far-ranging plans to shift the U.S. away from fossil fuels with the promise of creating millions of jobs in renewable energy. In his record number of executive actions, tens of thousands of union jobs will be lost. Republican Attorney General from six states wrote to the new president, warning him not to overstep his authority. GOP lawmakers attacked his executive orders as job killers. The Chicago Teachers Union told its members on Wednesday to remain at home and vowed further job actions if district moves to discipline them. The district ordered 10,000 teachers back to work on Wednesday despite a vote by 71% of union members to keep teaching remotely. Chicago Public Schools is the nation's third largest school district. Oscar and Emmy winner Cloris Leachman, best remembered for her delightful neurotic Phyllis Lindstrom on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, died of natural causes on Tuesday in Encinitas, California. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Killing American jobs in the name of climate change. Is it worth it? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office. And the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you're union or non-union. This administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. Not just, it doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, I'm openly calling Joe Biden a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. Homeland Security warns of violent extremists in the United States. Now Joe Biden is a legislator. Maybe Joe Biden is one of the violent extremists in the USA that are trying to take over the country there, Brian.
Could be that.
I'm just saying, you can't just be legislating if you're in the executive branch, man. For 200 plus years, that's been a no-no. Right? Anyway, Trump needs to move to Utah and run against Romney. All right, so here is the wake-up call. Doesn't move doomsday clock. The world, Brian, just so you know, is still 100 seconds away to midnight, buddy. After a punishing 2020, they say. They say marred by mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and continued fears over nuclear risks, not to mention climate change. That's according to the annual doomsday clock. The announcement was on Wednesday. They say this is the same time it was last year, buddy. The clock remains closer to destruction now than at any time since its inception in 1947, buddy. Anyway, they go on and on and on about this clock. USA Today, they say the World War ended 3 decades ago. What? Oh, the Cold War ended 3 decades ago. Okay, I get it. Nuclear risks remain a grave threat to humanity. And there's still more than 13,000 nuclear weapons in the world. And Anyway, the bottom line is you got atmospheric problems, you got fossil fuels, you got global warming, you got all this stuff happening, buddy. And I'm telling you right now, the wake-up call does not move doomsday clock. It's still 100 seconds to midnight, buddy. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, I don't know what to say, really. I mean, there's all, there's all those things on the table. That's exactly right. We're pulled and pushed all over the place. But, peace of mind comes with preparation. And I think that all we can do is do our best to prepare and fight the wrongs and like you're doing and continue to forge ahead. And hopefully we can burst our bubble and keep going where we need to be.
Now, let me tell you the problem that I'm having with this whole thing. The doomsday clocks are used to not really be political. What I mean is they were trying to assess the threats based on war, based on our negotiations with other countries, et cetera, et cetera. Now they've doubled down and they've said because Donald mishandled Coco and because the global warming is such a problem because Brian burps, then you know what? Hey man, we're gonna be right on midnight. We're on the cusp of just societal absolute complete annihilation kind of an idea. Doomsday. These people have turned into political extremists, sir. They're crazy.
Yeah.
It's not true at all. Now I get that there's a little bit of turmoil and I get that it's kind of rocky and I agree you gotta get your harness on rather than your seatbelt because it's kind of gnarly and I understand all that. But this suggestion that because of global warming now, we're at, closer to destruction of the whole human race and doomsday more than at any other time in our history, they're off their rocker, man. They're crazy. And they've taken it extreme political to push an agenda of global warming, of climate change, sir.
Yeah, well, they want to drive fear. Isn't it driving fear into the people so they rely on them to take care of them? I mean, the younger generations, they've not had any kind of real pressure in their lives. I mean, they've been blessed. In most cases, they've been really blessed. They've not had any real trouble. But now when they push this agenda and they push that fear into those people, our government will take care of it. They'll help us. Look, they're giving us the money, the stimulus, and all that's going on. And they buy into that agenda that they're speaking as is truth, which a lot is lies. Yeah, I think that's that part of that agenda is to cause that fear so that we rely on them.
Let me give you an example. We're in the middle of the Utah legislative session, as you know. And that's 45 days, in my opinion, of terror every year, just pure terror. All right. But nevertheless, there's a Utah legislator who wants to seek to impeach Attorney General Reyes for involvement in the election fraud petition.
Yeah.
Senator, what do you think of this?
I think it's wrong. I think he did the right thing by stepping up, and we have a right to know. We have a right to know what's wrong, right? The things that are going on. So I mean, think that's wrong.
I don't even get it, though. In America, what if the attorney general has more intel on this than this congressman or whatever, this legislator?
Right.
And it's justified. See, we're not even able to get to the courts and kind of confirm that or anything else. Reyes isn't even getting a fair shake. Now, I'm not really a fan of Reyes, but I am a fan of the point he has every right, if he believes there's a concern there, to investigate that concern.
Right.
Doesn't he, or do we not have that anymore?
Well, we don't have that. We don't have an opportunity to speak out because they just shut it down. I mean, I think there was a group of people, our elected officials that wanted to say, hey, we need to go through the process. But see, they've eliminated the process when it affects their agenda. And that's some of the problems we're seeing as a people.
What do you think we can do about this, Brian? I mean, at some point they just want to say, well, you're getting radical. You guys are going to go extreme and everything. I don't want to go extreme. I don't want to go radical. I don't want violence, but I do want accountability. How can I approach accountability and demand transparency and all these kind of things, but yet not have them say that I've gone rogue or gone crazy or gone domestic threat or gone terrorist or whatever word they want to use today, right?
Well, that's right. And I think it's going to get harder and harder because, now that we've lost a voice, I thought with President Trump that we had a voice that we might be able to overcome some of these things that were thrown down, pushed down our throats, and now we don't have that. So it's going to be an uphill battle. you know, I think we still fight for it and fight ahead, you know, move ahead, but it's going to get tougher and tougher. And we're jabbed at little sides. Others kind of step up and the media and all this that are a voice against us. It makes it a lot harder.
Oh, man, I don't even know how to handle it. Because, look, I've never in my mind thought of being violent. I've never in my mind thought of doing things that would break the law. I've never in my mind thought of being against my government. I stand for the proper role of constitutional government. I stand for the rule of law. I'm the one that stands for peaceful restoration, rejecting revolution at every turn possible. Okay, I believe in the checks and balances. But, man, I'm the bad guy because I don't trust the elections. And you know what? Joe Biden's the good guy because he's going to now legislate from the Oval Office. And I just look at that and I go, man, something is just sideways here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. That's why, you know, we're pushed, we're tossed, we're turned. There's so much chaos that, we just need to declutter. And it's awfully hard when we don't have a voice. We can't really say anything. We just have to kind of get in line with everybody else, I guess. Yeah. But you're doing a great job. I think that we need more of that.
All right. I don't know if you remember the Whitmer plot. So you remember this Governor Whitmer that's kind of out of control, right?
Yeah.
And what happened was, I guess these people were trying to commit a citizen's arrest on this governor because she's violating the Constitution. And that's legal to do so, by the way. But now one of them, I guess, is going to rat out the others. Man pleads guilty in Whitmer. Kidnap plot. So now they're saying it's a kidnapping plot rather than an attempt for a citizen's arrest. And now what's happening is one guy's turning on his buddies. And now what that means is I just think the government's got to them. I look at the Ammon Bundy cases and the few people that basically caved did a real disservice. And they're the ones in trouble. And I just think they put so much pressure on people. We can't even have the truth anymore, Brian.
Right. Well, that's it. They they've got their, they've just twisted our whole society. You know, the left is, you know, just twisted our whole society and those involved in it. And it's just making it really hard for us to accomplish. And then they that's what they do. They have us fight against each other and it just gets worse. But we just need to call upon our God and live the commandments and get back to those basics and have faith and be positive, right?
Yeah. All right. This is NASDAQ. You know, the stock exchange guys?
Yeah.
Now they're pushing for companies to be required to have at least two what they call diverse board directors. The exchange would require listed companies. So listen carefully. The exchange would require listed companies. So if you're going to be a company listed on the NASDAQ, here's what they want to make you do. Ready? They want you to have at least one woman and what they call one person who identifies as either an underrepresented minority or as a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender on their boards. That's according to the Wall Street Journal.
Wow.
Now, I look at that, Brian, and I just think, so wait a minute. I can't even pick who I want for my board of directors now if I'm a company listed on the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
Or NASDAQ, enough, as they say.
That's right. Another one more big brother in there trying to enforce their agenda.
Hang tight. Brian Russ, RussQuittingGift.com in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, former Hawaii Rep Tulsi Gabbard announced he's doing a new podcast. And the podcast will be called This Is Tulsi Gabbard. According to an announcement on her website, she's going to talk about all kind of things. And I don't agree with her on everything, but she's been doing a better job than most in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you that right now. It'll be kind of interesting. Everybody's getting into podcasting, Brian.
Yeah.
They want to be like us, buddy.
Well, I'm not very good at podcasting, but you're doing a great job.
Hey, man, you're fantastic at it when you talk about honest money and those kind of things. I'll tell you what else is interesting. You know, Kirk Crosby came up with a liner that I think is really interesting today. Everybody's talking. Thanks for listening.
That's right.
You know, and I really think that's true in America. And I think that when we cease to talk and we start to spiral down into our own kind of viewpoints and worldview, we're in trouble. So you know what? I'm glad everybody's talking, even if we disagree. We can do so decently and agreeably. Richard Mack and I are putting together a website, acallforcivility.com. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I like it.
That's just how radical we're getting, buddy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
All right. I don't know how to report this news. Okay, I just don't know how to report this, so I'm just going to have to just let it rip, Ryan, and I want your response. You ready?
Yeah.
You've heard of the nose test for the cocoa, right?
Yeah.
And they're horrible. They shove it up your nose and it feels like they're piercing your brain. And you've heard that, right?
Yeah.
It's going to get worse, buddy. Here's what the Chinese are coming up with now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Some doctors in China are using anal swabs for coronavirus detection now. They claim it'll help avoid misdiagnosis, my friend.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how to respond to this? I don't really know how to respond to this, really.
Well, you know, maybe you get along with that test, you get a colonoscopy at the same time. maybe that's it. Maybe Maybe it's two for one.
Colonoscopy and a cocoa all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your vaccines. You get the three in one.
That's right.
A diphtheria and what DPT and whatever, pertussis, whatever, and you know, get it all at once, you know. Oh, wow. I just don't know how to handle this, though, Brian. What are they going to go to next? Every time I think they've just gone as far as they can go, they do something, I just go,
Yeah. Well, didn't they, haven't they been testing the sewers? Haven't they been doing that anyway?
Kinda? Yeah.
So maybe.
But now testing your flushes won't work, buddy.
Oh.
Got to get a little closer. Got to get a little closer there, Brian. I mean, I don't even know how to report this kind of stuff with a straight face. I'm not saying that it can't detect these things or whatever, but I'm just saying how far are we willing to violate people's privacy? Pretty soon it's like you're going to be forced to do an anal swab to make sure you don't have the cocoa?
Yeah, maybe it's one of those, the maker of these people that make these rubber gloves, maybe they're pushing for that right there so they can sell more of their product. I don't know.
So I'm thinking I want to start the Swab Me Not campaign. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's right.
Can I do that, Brian?
Yeah, maybe we can. If our name's on that list, we can avoid going that route.
I mean, I just look at that and I just go, oh, my goodness, what's next?
That's right.
They claim it'll help avoid misdiagnosis, buddy. So let me ask you another question because I'm kind of dumb about the news. When they have these headlines, does that mean listen carefully, if they want to use an anal swab because they got to because they need to avoid the misdiagnosis, is that telling me the current things that they've been doing where they tell you that, you know, 15 million Americans or whatever have had the test and this number and that number is true? If they need to go to the anal swab to avoid the misdiagnosis, Brian, aren't they literally saying the numbers aren't trustworthy? Are they saying that?
Makes you think that. Makes you think that, okay, well, now we got something else thrown in here that raises questions about what's going on over here. So, yeah. But I think that's kind of part of this whole agenda, is that kind of thing. They don't want to give you enough time to really think about this, because then something else pops up, and now we should be going this route. And then it's really about really cluttering up our brains and our lives and so on. So there's so much going on, and perhaps at that point we don't think of, you know, it takes us off really of our focus and where we need to attend to that focus, and then we're slowly led to hell because we're so cluttered up we can't focus enough to. And then they get us. They kind of got us in a point. Now we're here, and now we're going down even farther.
So listen to this. Are you ready? They say we have 25,599,000 tests done across the country. And they're telling me we need to move to an anal swab because, you know what? We don't want misdiagnosis going on. Are they that? What? Do they have that much lack of confidence in what they've now been just telling us after 25 million, shove this thing up your nose, make your eyes water, make you panic, and then they're like, hey, now got to go for the other end because it might not be reliable there.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
And they say 429,000 people dead, 429,211 people. And I look at that, Brian, and I just go, man, and now they're going to literally tell me that they're just not sure if it's reliable. Got to avoid the misdiagnosis going on, you know?
Well, they're probably going to blame it on Trump, too. I mean, he misdiagnosed early enough to where it's all his fault, COVID anyway. But now it's, yeah.
Now, in Utah, 340,684 have been tested positive. And I look at that number and I say, what percent of Utah is that? You know, 12%, something like that?
Right.
340,000, 3.4 million, it would be 10%, right? So it's more than 10%, but it's not quite 15. You follow me?
Yeah.
And they say there's about 1,620 people dead because of it. But if I can't trust the numbers now, I don't want any misdiagnosis going on.
Right.
Maybe they need to dig all those dead people up and do the swab, you know?
Right. That's right.
I don't mean to mock this, folks,
but what
I am saying is this is serious.
Yeah.
And don't run around and test 25 million people in the United States. And I don't know how much each test costs, Brian. We wouldn't even go there. But then tell me that, man, we got to avoid misdiagnosis now. I'm just telling you, to me, that doesn't work. It's not funny. And I don't mean to mock it. I don't mean to be just, be salacious or whatever you want to say, crude about it or anything like that or unprofessional. I'm just saying, though, that, man, this really isn't funny. All right, Sarah Sanders. She was like the press secretary for the Donald for a while and everything else. Did a great job in the administration. She's the daughter of what, Huckabee? Right? Mike Huckabee, pastor, mm-hmm. preacher. Former governor of Arkansas, et cetera, right? Now she announces her bid for the governor of Arkansas.
Oh.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking she ought to run for office, and I think you ought to run for office too, Brian.
I wouldn't be any good.
Come on, man. You can go up there and Kurt will help you.
Yeah, Kurt, I'll need a lot of help. So if you can all, you can write my speeches and my, what I need. And yeah, Kurt can. That's right.
I was just thinking you ought to run for office, though, man. You'd be great.
Yeah, well, I know that might not happen.
That might not happen. Listen to this. All right, listen, the State Department is kind of in trouble.
You should be running. You should be running. You would
not
do very well.
No way.
You would be awesome.
I got to be on the outside, man. If I stand up, they'll just freak on me in about 2 seconds and say, you're just an extreme constitutionalist.
Could answer. You've got that quick. You could come back to them and say, look, you know, and it would go far, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you, if I ran, here's what I'd say. I am your no anal swab candidate, people. Telling you right now, I'm going to go on record and just be, I'm just going to double down on this one, people. No,
that's
no,
right.
No. No lotokas, no touchy. Right. Hey, man, you know, that's all right now.
That might work.
The State Department's kind of in trouble. I guess they're now reporting that the Wuhan lab researchers, that's the people in China, right, may have had cocoa in the fall of 2019. Secret projects with China military conducted at Virology Institute is kind of where the details come from or whatever. Now they're saying, hey, the Chinese folks might have had coronavirus back last fall. Every time we hear about it, we get more intel that it was earlier than we were told, earlier than we were told, earlier than, and now we're dovetail that knowledge that it's earlier and earlier with now this lab, and you kind of go, is this thing man-made, Brian? And you can't help but come to that conclusion.
That's right.
Because normally when a virus attenuates or goes through society, it gets weaker. But every new strain seems to be stronger.
Yeah.
And you go, what's up with that, Brian?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I think a lot of people have felt that way. And you know, things are starting to pop up and maybe agree with that theory. So I agree. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's weird stuff. Now, Brian, I know you own a lot of land. I know you're a big old land mogul.
Kanosh, down in Kanosh.
Yeah. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're across the country, Kanosh is a teeny town in the middle of nowhere in Utah, okay?
That's right.
It's almost as bad as Ibapah, but not quite. All right, now listen to this, though. Bill Gates is now America's biggest farmland owner, and he's the fourth richest person in the world. He owns an estimated, guess how many acres?
Millions.
242,000 acres.
Oh,
of farmland. That's analysis of the land report discovered or whatever. Now, so there you have that. You got to work on getting some more land, Brian. You keep up with Bill.
That's right. That's exactly right. Got to get my hands on some more land. Wow. Raise my own crops and raise my own beef.
Yeah, man, Brian, I'll just be a survivalist.
Yeah, that's right.
Got my gold, got my silver, and I got my food. You can do greenhouses, Brian.
What I'm going to be waiting for. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I need to get some more land.
Greenhouses, sorry. I think, are where it's at, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
Especially if you live out in a cold area like us. It's freezing cold outside. But, buddy, you can just walk into your greenhouse and put on your Hawaiian shirt, can't you?
Yeah, and enjoy the palm trees that are kind of on the outskirts of that or just in the, yeah.
Brian would be like, come on in, baby, take your coat off.
That's right.
Put your feet up.
I got a little honey in my
Virgin and pina coladas, and we're good to go. Come on.
Yeah, right.
All right, Brian. We sure appreciate you, sir. Gold and silver. What's the best thing for me to get right now?
I'd be buying silver. I mean, the demand is huge on
Can't
that.
Can I get me a gold piece with Biden's face on it? Come on.
That's probably coming. You know, usually they don't create a coin until you're dead, but maybe he'd be the first to say, you know what, we're going to change that law.
He could just do it by executive order there, but he could just legislate, buddy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Me and Sacagawea are on the coins.
That's right.
You know? All right. Do they have the 2021 Silver Eagles out now?
They're out. Yeah.
Are they beautiful?
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice looking coins.
How much does it take me to get one of them?
They're still about $32.75.
But if I get a 2015 one, is it cheaper?
A dollar. Cheaper.
That's not worth a dollar.
Not
what I mean is it's better to get the latest, greatest ones, isn't it?
Well, I go through those early ones probably a lot quicker just simply because it's cheaper. So, yeah.
Understood, my friend. Yep. All right, Godspeed. Yep. We sure appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Brian Rush, RushCoinAndGift.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, if you want an honest partner in the coin business and you want to know what's going on and you want somebody to lead you right, Brian Rush will get it done. RushCoinAndGift.com. Our dear friends. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I got Pete Sepp with me, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Let's see if what's going to happen under Biden. What will be the Pete, prognosis? All right, we'll let you know in seconds. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you please help? God save the Republic. We declare this nation shall endure.